Future, and a hugely, huge welcome to this week's Thrill Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. I said of Heatwave by Lawrence Elliott just last week that the song reminded me of a whole era, and here's another, perhaps even better example.
Mother, mother, hey, everybody. All you kids,
go, 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 go.
Listen, listen to the golden rule. There's reading and writing and rhythm to learn, and we mustn't be late for school. Oh, Mr. Cole, he was a very merry soul. Yeah, old King Cole was a merry old soul, and the merry old soul was grand. He called for his pipe, called for his bowl, and he called for a three-piece band. Muffet, little Muffet, she sat upon a tuffet. Now little Miss Muffet on a tuffet, eating her curds and whey. Along came a spider and sat down beside her and fried Miss Muffet away. Lazy Mary, will you get up? Will you get up? Will you get up? London Bridge is falling down, my fair lady. Boy, little blue boy, come on and blow your horn. Say, little boy blue, come blow your horn. The sheep's in the meadow and they want to hear corn. Yankee Doodle went to town, went to give the sermon. Took the longest clan, that sounds like old man Herman.
Wasn't that fun? Sometimes some musos forget that it's okay to have a little fun, as it can get too serious. Not with the Woody Herman Orchestra, though. Well, not on that particular song, Mother Goose Jumps. Dizzy Gillespie had just had a hit record with jazzy nursery rhymes. Many other jazzers had done the same sort of thing over the years, and Woody had a go. And that was Woody singing, plus the band adding the responses and hand clapping. Great fun. And it really sounded like a party. And the soloists were Woody himself, clarinet, Arno Marsh, tenor, Carl Fontana, trombone, recorded New York City, December 52. I bet some DJs of the day refused to play that song. All the more fool them. Let's keep that pace up. Here's Tiffany Austin with a Charles Mingus song.
When you're living life by your ear, the spirit moves. Intuition guides you over the hardest groove. You ain't doing nothing if it ain't so awfully. So come, make a joyful noise with me. A boy played his drum for 10,000 hours each. Nick Paradiddle. Told him you better get it in your
That song is listed here on Tiffany Austin's second and latest album, recorded at Fantasy's studio in Berkeley, California, listed here as Better Get It In Your Soul. All previous versions, including Mingus's original, are Better Get Hit In Your Soul. Either way, it's a great funky song. Ashlyn Parker, trumpet. Mitch Butler gets lots of soloing on trombone. Teodros Avery, tenor. Cyrus Chestnut also gets a solo slot on piano. Rodney Whittaker, bass, and Carl Allen, drums. And it's a much more grown-up album than her first one, and as such, loses just a bit of its joie de vivre, perhaps. Stan Getz is next, from 57. Thank you. I just love Stan Getz's tenor playing, but I must admit to the real reason I chose this particular Stan Getz LP, called Soft Swing and recorded in New York City, July 57, apart from always loving Getz's tenor, as I've just said. Well, it's the pianist, who is Mose Allison. It's easy to forget just how good a piano player he was, as we always think of him for his unique singing style. No singing here, though, so that just leaves us with Addison Farmer bass and Jerry Siegel drums to round out the quartet. The song was Downbeat, a Getz original. Piano bass drums trio next.
Thank you.
Well, I cheated a bit there, as whilst enjoying that last Get song, I changed the playlist. And that was the same trio as the rhythm section supporting Getz on the previous song. Yes, Mose Allison piano, Addison Farmer bass and Jerry Siegel drums, to further demonstrate the talents of all three members of this trio. Recorded in New York, December 59, and it was the opening track from the suite Transfiguration of Hiram Brown. The aforesaid Hiram Brown, being a country boy who dreams of the sophisticated city life, goes there, gets disillusioned, and returns home. And sadly, that, his home, is no longer the heaven he remembered. We heard Barefoot Dirt Road. The only thing we're missing now is Moe's singing, maybe next week. Next, a John Coltrane song given a big band treatment.
Thank you.
And that was Blue Train, a John Coltrane original, here played by the GRP All-Star Big Band. All of the musos being on the GRP record label's roster of artists. 20 musos in all. Here's a smattering of their names. Dave Grusin, who, by the way, is one of the producers. The G in GRP stands for Grusin. So, yes, he can be a producer or anything else he wants to be. Gary Burton, Eddie Daniels, Ernie Watts, Randy Breckner, Arturo Sandoval, John Patitucci. And I must say, the arrangements of Blue Train kept quite close to the original Train version. Soloists were George Bohannon, trombone, Nelson Rangel, alto, Bob Mintzer, tenor, Russell Ferrante, piano. The entire album was recorded in an afternoon and evening in Jan 92 in Hollywood, California. Title of the next song is Rain. Thank you. A Rudy Van Gelder recorded LP for Prestige. I think Prestige is my very fave record label. Music, musos, cover art, it all seems to come together perfectly. This November 58 recorded album is called All Kinds of Weather, and we heard Rain. All six songs had weather or rather seasonally related titles like Summertime and Winter Wonderland. Pianist Red Garland is the leader with his associates from the then John Coltrane band. Paul Chambers bass, Arthur Taylor drums. Next group is called Super Blue 2. That was the Hank Mobley compo Take Your Pick by Super Blue 2. The 2 simply denotes that this is the second, and incidentally the last, album to be recorded by Super Blue. It's another Rudy Van Gelder recorded album, this time in April 89, exactly a year after the first Super Blue album, coincidentally. Trumpeter Don Sickler is the leader and arranger. Actually, altoist Bobby Watson is the only, alongside Sickler, the only survivor from Super Blue 1. It's now Wallace Roney, trumpet, Robin Eubanks, trombone, Ralph Moore, tenor, Rene Rosnay, piano, Bob Hurst, bass, and Marvin Smitty Smith drums. Great collection of songs on this album by the likes of Monk, Horace Silver, Duke Jordan, Sonny Clarke, Kenny Dorham, Lee Morgan, and of course Hank Mobley. Freddie Cole died last week. Here he is now.
Once in a while, would you try to give one little thought to me? Though someone else may be nearer your heart. Once in a while, would you think of those moments I shared with you, moments before we two drifted apart. In love's smoldering embers, the one spark may remain. If love cares to remember, that spark may burn again. I know that I'll be contented with yesterday's memories, knowing you think of me once in a while.
Freddie Cole was a very talented pianist and singer, younger than brother Nat by some 12 years. Freddie was the youngest of the four siblings. He started playing piano at six, later studied at both Juilliard in New York and then the New England Conservatory of Music in Boston. But of course, he could never compete with Nat's superstardom. On this May 2006 recording, recorded by Rudy Van Gelder, who else indeed, he delegates the piano to Bill Sharlop and builds two regular sidemen of the time, the unrelated Washington boys, Peter Bass, Kenny Drums. We'll come back for more Freddie later, but here's Charlie Bird. Thank you. This Riverside LP has the simple title of The Guitar Artistry of Charlie Bird, and he's backed on this 1960 Washington DC recording date by Keita Betts bass and Buddy Deppen Schmidt drums. We heard the Keita Betts compo Ring Them Harmonics, and inevitably Keita gave himself a bass solo, and why not? It's time for Duke Ellington, the song from his musical My People. Back in 2012, Storyville Records released the complete My People soundtrack. The original LP only had a selection of the songs from the show, which ran for a limited time in 1963 in Chicago, as part of the city's exhibition called A Century of Negro Progress. There wasn't enough money in the budget to pay for the Ellington Band, so for the shows, pianist Jim Jones put together a 16-piecer. In August 63, in Chicago, inevitably, Ellington led largely his own band to record the soundtrack. A few of the big names had a break. For instance, shock horror, no Harry Carney. Duke directed the band and supplied most of the narration. Billy Strayhorn played piano and celeste. We heard the Ellington compo King. It's an instrumental version of the vocal King Fit the Battle of Alabama, the king being obviously Dr. Martin Luther King. I must say, the original LP cover of My People was perhaps the most vibrant and, I think, erotic cover ever on an LP, and shows what fun and vitality there must have been in that show. Let's hear from Freddie Cole again, bluesy this time.
Sun goes down. I get the blues when that evening sun goes down. 'Cause it makes me think that I'm on my last go round. Now when some people get the blues, they jump overboard and drown. When some people get the blues, they jump overboard and drown. But when I get the blues, I grab a chair and sit right down. Everybody tries to tell me how to ease my worried mind. Everybody tries to tell me how to ease my worried mind. Just let me get my hands on some big money. That's one woman I'm sure to find. I'll play the blues. Across that old muddy pond. Every time I look across that old muddy pond, I get to thinking about my baby, and I know that's the way she's gone.
The song was Muddy Water Blues from a High Note album called Freddie Cole Singing the Blues, June 2014. That's a blues about dirty water, not the singer Muddy Waters. Harry Allen is on tenor, John DiMartino piano, Randy Napoleon guitar, Elias Bailey bass and Curtis Boyd drums. Freddie Cole died last week, aged 88. Forever overshadowed by his eldest brother, but, without any doubt, a major name himself. I've got 30-plus albums of his, all are excellent. Here's the title song from a recent Scott Hamilton album.
Thank you.
Mercer Ellington's song Moon Mist, recorded in Castellón, Spain, late 2017. Scott Hamilton on tenor as the leader, with the rhythm section that he'd used before on continental European tours. Dina DeRose, piano, Ignacy González, bass, and Joe Kraus, drums. And that should just leave us time for a final farewell to Freddie Cole. He's live at Birdland West, Long Beach, California, April 92. Freddie is on piano here with his regulars, bassist Delbert Felix and drummer Harold Mason. Let's enjoy the very short Copacabana Ripple. Freddie uses it as his closing theme, which seems quite appropriate.
Thank you so very much for the way you have received us. We call it an invitation to relaxation. All music, very little chatter. Delbert Felix on the bass, Harold Mason on drums, Jerry Bird on guitar, Red Holloway on saxophone, and yours truly, Freddie Cole. We thank you very much. Have a libation. We hope you have enjoyed your dinner. See you a little later. Keep hope alive, keep jazz alive.
As always, thanks for listening. Hope you've had fun, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.